Everyone, praise the Lord, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I'm here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life and my daily life. And it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. We tackle a new topic, and I assign a new task for completion at the end of each day's broadcast. Well, on today, our topic is I'm looking for a miracle. I'm looking for a miracle. And our word for this morning will come from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 14. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, upcoming events, as well as hear prior Morning Motivation Broadcast on my website, and that is feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. I also say that I hope everyone had a great Valentine's Day on yesterday, and I thank everyone who tuned in last night to my law office show, You Be the Jury, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. We had an awesome time, callers from all over the nation, and we really had a great time. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. I can tell you I'm excited this morning. I'm looking for a miracle. Let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 14. And I am reading from the KJV. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Now I'm going to read the 9th verse again, which is the first verse I read, and then the 14th verse again, which is the last verse I read. And I want you to be listening with your spiritual ears in the context of I'm looking for a miracle. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. What is our topic for this morning? Come on and say it with me, remembering that all lines are muted and no one listening can hear you, including me. Say, I'm looking for a miracle. Come on and begin to praise God wherever you are. Just begin to magnify the Lord for that right now. Say, I am looking for a miracle. When I was a kid, there was this gospel group called the Clark Sisters. And there was Twinkie Clark and Dorinda Clark Cole and Karen Clark Sheard. And they were the daughters of Dr. Maddie Moss Clark in the Kojic denomination. And they still sing today, but as solo gospel artists. But they used to have this song. And this was back in the 90s, I believe, or 80s. And it was called "I'm Looking for a Miracle." And in the lyrics, they would say, "I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. I feel the intangible, and I see the invisible. The sky is the limit to what I can have. The sky is the limit to what I can have." I wanted to sing it for you, but I can't do justice to it. So then I tried to go find it and download it, and the song is so old that when I finally found the download, I couldn't upload it because the file had an internal corruption. But if you can go download it, please listen. The sky is the limit to what I can have. Just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. Hey, hey, just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. I'm looking for a miracle. When we just read that word in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul was writing to the people of Corinth. And when we got to that verse 9, he began to exhort and encourage them that you really don't have the ability to conceptualize the things that God has for you when you love him. In all of your wildest dreams, in other words, you really could just not even envision nor imagine the or even comprehend the ability of God, the desire of God, the willingness of God, nor the sovereignty of God to bless his people, to bless his children. How do we know? Because Paul said, your eyes haven't seen it. I don't care if you've traveled all over the world, if you've seen the seven wonders of the earth, your eyes still have not seen it. I don't care if you have 3D vision, your eyes, glory, just have not seen what God has in store for you. Jesus. Then he said, and your ears have not heard it. I don't care if you've heard every possible language. I don't care if you've been able to sit and listen to Gandhi. If you've listened to the acclaimed Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I don't care whose presence you've been able to be in, whose words of wisdom you've heard, Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, your ears, glory, still have not heard what God is speaking over your life. Then he said, it hasn't even entered into your heart. With all of the things that you have planned, all of the visions we have written down, everything that you have laid in your bed at night, thought about, cried about, that you fasted about, gotten into your prayer closet about, even with all of that, out of all the people who prophesied over you, laid hands over you, it doesn't matter. Glory. You still have not even touched the threshold of the miraculous ability of our Savior. Then to help bring that home, when he got to the end of the scripture I was reading, verse 14, he had to say, look, in your natural ability, in your flesh, you can't even receive what I'm telling you, because the natural man does not even understand the things of God, because they're spiritually discerned, so they're foolishness unto him. In other words, when God is speaking to you today that he is bringing forth the impossible in your life, that he's doing a miracle, your flesh will automatically reject it, because what God is saying, it's so incredulous to the flesh that it has to be dismissed by the flesh because it's foolishness. When God says, I can heal your infirmities, but there's no cure known to man, the flesh says, that's foolishness. I can't understand that. I can't comprehend that. But then the spirit says, your eye have not seen. Glory. Your ears haven't heard. It hasn't entered into your heart. So go ahead and begin to praise God for the healing. When God says, I'll restore your marriage. Despite everything that happened, the flesh says, no, 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 no. This can't happen. I'll never go back to her. I'll never go back to him. We'll never work it out. But God says, I've restored it because I'm the person who searches the heart. I'm the person who searches the deep things of God. Isn't that what that word said? That the Spirit searches the Spirit. When God says he'll make a way out of no way, when God says he'll open doors that no man can shut, when God says that he's sending down your latter rain, when God says that the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to him and that he's doing exceeding abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think, when God says, sit here until I make your enemies your footstool, Jesus, hallelujah, the flesh cannot receive it. Because the natural man receiveth not the things from the Spirit, neither can he discern their foolishness unto him. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:14. But then he reminded us in verse 9, there's nothing you can imagine that can even come close to what God has in store for you. You ought to be praising God right about now, because I tell you, if I didn't have to contain myself to teach this message, I'd be shouting all over the place. And I was shouting before I started the broadcast, because I was listening to that song, I'm looking for a miracle. And I wanted to play it for you. But just remember those words, I'm looking for a miracle. Let's get ready and go into prayer. Wherever you are, begin to just magnify the Lord Jesus. He's so worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus, we glorify you. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus this morning. Father, we just cannot thank you enough for all the things you're already doing that we can't even see, that you've already finished, that haven't even manifested for us yet. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. Lord, we ask this morning that you would create in us a clean heart. Renew right spirits within us, Father. This morning, Lord, we are looking for a miracle. We are expecting the impossible. We are feeling the intangible. In other words, things that haven't even been brought into fruition, they're palpable unto us. And we are seeing the invisible. We are realizing that the sky is the limit to what we can have. We just believe and receive it. We know that you will perform it today, because your word said our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, neither has it entered into our hearts. Ooh, the things you prepared for those of us who love you. Bless us today, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Bless us coming in and bless us coming out. Bless us in the city and bless us in the field. Bless us when we rise and bless us when we sleep. Bless us when we speak and bless us when we're silent. Bless us when we're thinking and bless us when we're envisioning. Bless us when we're walking and bless us when we're sitting down. Bless the fruit of our hands. Bless the fruit of our womb. Bless our children. Bless our families. Bless our friends. Lord God, hallelujah. Woo, send down your latter rain. Come on and praise him for it. Just begin to tell the Lord, I'm looking for a miracle today, Jesus. Wherever you are, you know what your miracles are. Call them out. Call them out by name. Speak them into the atmosphere. Whatever you want from the Lord today, don't worry about whether or not it sounds impossible. Begin to call it out right now. Speak it by name. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo, hallelujah. Just continue to praise him. For anybody on this broadcast who's not saved, ooh, or who's backslidden, hallelujah, repeat after me as we rededicate your life or bring you into the fold of Christ. Dear Lord, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of my sins this morning, Lord. Father, I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. I ask you to be the Lord of my life. Now I confess that I am saved. Now I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, go ahead and praise him. And I welcome you back into the fold, or newly into the fold. Make sure that you are going to church. If you have Bible study tonight, go to church. If you don't have Bible study, go online to church tonight. Go to church on Sunday or whatever day you have church. This is how you keep your spirit strong and withstand the attacks of the enemy. Hallelujah. My announcements for today, and then I'm going to give you the task, but I need you to stay within a spirit of worship. I mean, God is raining down miracles right now. The first announcement is to remember that on Fridays, Field of Fire Fridays, I actually take your prayer requests live or your biblical questions live on air. But because the broadcast is only 15 minutes and I go first come, first serve, I invite you to go to my website and you can go ahead and enter your prayer requests, your testimonies of what God has been doing for you or your biblical questions before Friday morning. Go to fielddfire.com on the morning motivation page, and there's a link there for you to enter your prayer requests, testimonies, or questions. Again, our website is F-E-E-L, Feel, letter D, fire.com. Additionally, this broadcast will be posted after 8 a.m. Eastern on that same morning motivation page. Please share it with other people. Let's go out and take the world for Christ, that I'm looking for a miracle today. I praise the Lord. And the other thing is I want you to go back to my law office website. If you missed the You Be the Jury broadcast last night, we discussed the benefits in relation to parents choosing charter schools versus public schools. And the callers nationwide, also known as jurors, they had some very good points that they brought in. I mean, it was very intelligent, intellectual, respectful discussion. And I want you to hear what they had to say. Maybe it will help with your children, nieces, or nephews. So go to callrossiwilliams.com, C-A-L-L. R-A-W-S-I, Williams.com, to the outreach page, and you can hear last night's You Be the Jury broadcast. All right, our topic for today is I'm looking for a miracle. Your task for today is that you are to physically go about for those things that you called out from the Lord today, those miracles, that you are to physically go about doing the things to receive those miracles. Whatever it was, if you spoke for a job, then you need to be submitting some applications today. If your miracle today was restoration of your marriage or your relationship, then you need to be reaching out to that person, forgiving the person and loving the person. If your whatever it was, if it was for healing, then you need to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, exercising, eating right, taking your medicine, doing all of this until you see this thing in the natural. Whatever it was for, we believe God has done it. So you need to be doing your part today. And the last part of that is do not doubt. Whatever doubt Satan tries to bring into your mind today, you just say, I rebuke it. I'm looking for a miracle. I will see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Morning Motivation. I come in agreement with you for your miracle today. Hallelujah.